This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into our number two. Boehner, who acts like he's for jobs and against shipping jobs overseas, has come out and basically said Hillary Clinton isn't going quick enough to start promoting the open borders that come along with these agreements to all these foreign goods, so they don't have to basically have any tariffs put on them, even though China and India and Mexico and others put their own internal illegal tariffs on our goods. And that's what's hurting communities across this country, regardless what color you are. I want to open the phones up in the next 30 minutes and get to other news as well. Big development on Jade Helm I haven't hit yet. And I want to hear from people that disagree. Now, in the second half, and into the next hour, we can talk to folks that are on any subject, agree, disagree, have a question, have a comment. But I want to hear from those of you out there that legitimately disagree with me. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, again, if you're calling on some other subject, we're not going to put you on air. Because it's hard to get to the callers that disagree because so many hundreds of calls come in with folks just don't listen to a word I'm saying. If you disagree, we're only taking those calls at first. 800-259-9231. And I really want to hear from you. I see one there that disagrees on Jade Helm. We'll see what the person has to say on that front. I wonder if they'll actually disagree with what I've said or with a straw man. Now, there's a bunch of news articles on Jade Helm today, over 100. I couldn't read them all. But if you go to Google and type in Jade Helm, there's hundreds. And you type in Alex Jones, there's about 80 today. But might be more now. I'll not check that. John Stewart mocks Lone Star Lunatics, which is an anti-Westerner, anti-Southerner. People say Texas is in the South. The left that's always embarrassed about Texas Southern roots always is ashamed of the fact that Texas was part of the Confederacy and that Texas was the gateway to the West. So it's kind of a quasi-Western slash South. But just like Missouri is part of the South, and just like Louisiana is part of the South, or Alabama or Tennessee, Texas was founded by people out of Tennessee, Alabama, and other areas. That's the original Texans were from Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina. And that's where almost all my family's from, except for my mother's side that were the big, Texas founders. A bunch on my dad's side, too, but we got it on my mom's side just everywhere. I mean, you name it. I'm not bragging or anything. It's just kind of ridiculous. David Ayers, William Ayers, the guys that stirred it all up and brought in the Bibles and the printing presses and got stuff going in Washington, the Brazos. Put it this way, he was going to be the first treasurer of the Republic, but he was so obsessed with not being corrupt that he would refuse to even touch the money. And then that's who Colonel Travis dropped his son off with when he went to the Alamo. But I digress. There's this demonization of Texas by folks in New York and other areas. And when I meet people from New York, they go, man, I had no idea Texas had all these laboratories and science and everybody's so cool. And I really thought you rode to work on horses. Yeah, down at NASA in Houston, and the giant refineries and the laboratories where they've invented, things like most of the cancer research and heart surgery. Because, when the Queen of England comes to Houston to have medical procedures done, or when her dad did, it's because we're so backwards. We actually drag our knuckles when we walk. Is that why you're all... I'm not knocking New Yorkers, people. I'm talking about the young people that don't know what's going on. John Stewart plays into that and basically calls us all a bunch of trailer trash. because our state's concerned about federalization. We're going to play that coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just telling a story about some of my family that was involved in the founding of Texas on my mother's side. And my dad texted me. I was talking about how Texas was mainly founded by Tennesseans, Alabamans, South Carolinians, Virginians. And my dad texted me because I'd forgotten to add. That's why I was talking about David Ayers. That he was from New York. So folks were from all over that founded Texas. But it's so frustrating to see people like John Stewart and just folks from California and also the East Coast kind of with a stereotype or a bigoted worldview think that if someone speaks with a Texas or Western accent or New York accent, we're stupid. When test scores, recruiting, you name it, shows that people in Texas and in other Western states are just as smart or smarter than anybody else. In fact, when it comes to corporate recruiting, you name it, Texas has some of the highest numbers worldwide. But beyond that, why is everybody from the Northeast, Southwest, you name it, moving to Texas? They're moving here because Texans are smart enough to try to keep taxes low compared to the rest of the country. They're still high, historically, compared to, say, what we had under Kennedy, who was a Democrat. it's just incredible to see everybody move here and then badmouth it. And then John Stewart, that's not even his real name, his family is one of the most powerful in the country, in the Federal Reserve, part of the central bank, part of the ruling class, and John Stewart's brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. Look it up. Just Google, John Stewart's brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. You can find out all about him. And he plays this anti-establishment role that he's there exposing the Republicans and the Democrats when the guy is anti-gun, pro-open border, globalist. Then I'm going to your phone calls, Frank, Chris, John, Josh, Mike, and others, callers that disagree. When he comes out, the video's on InfoWars.com, John Stewart mocks Lone Star lunatics over Jade Helm concerns. And he builds the straw man. Just like the newspapers do every day, whacked out crazy Texans, Lone Star lunatics, and a-holes, as he calls us, believe Obama's going to invade. He goes, hey, let me give you a little newsflash. You've already been taken over by the feds. I know, John, or whatever your real name is. And Mr. Stewart, it goes further than that. And you know that. The feds have been taken over by the globalists. And Al Sharpton, in fact, let's play that first. Al Sharpton, in a press conference last night, said we need to federalize the police. That's the new movement. No states, no states' rights, no checks and balances on the out-of-control government. Even the USA Today wrote an article, want a lawless police force, federalize it. But we're run by a Federal Reserve that says it's above the law and can't be audited and is God. Well, we're going to call that bluff. I played that clip last hour. We're run by foreign families whose wealth is global state secrets. And you want to federalize the police using a few hundred suspicious police shootings a year and make it racial when crazy cops are shooting all sorts of people. And so are the feds. And it's the feds giving them the training and giving them the armored vehicles. And it was a federally trained run department, black run as well, that supposedly, you know, broke this guy's spine. And they've been indicted. So we got to have a crusade, not a crusade to stop the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, that'll kill our jobs even more. Not a partnership to stop having the CIA ship drugs into black communities. Not a partnership to... No. It's a partnership to screw everybody over. But it feels good to get manipulated, doesn't it? Let's go ahead and go to Al Sharpton.
We've been fighting them all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We got to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police
fight
must
states
be
rights.
Accountable. I don't think all police are
that's
bad.
Enough.
I don't think most are bad.
They got to be federalized, yeah. I mean, that's it. That's why the Justice Department and George Soros are funding this. People are like, well, why don't you get on board? We hate the cops, not just black people. And I'm like, don't you see we've all been manipulated? We're all being screwed over. We can reform the police from the elected level. It's never going to be perfect. Instead, they're going to become totally federalized. And then the feds will wave a magic wand, as USA Today admits, and give them carte blanche to whatever they want. I mean, the FBI admits they've basically been framing people for 40 years at their crime lab. Blowing up Waco, Ruby Ridge, 98% conviction rate in federal trials. I mean, you want the feds run by the New World Order in control with nobody to call them? Man, Katie, bar the door. You don't ever see state grand juries indict feds anymore, do you? Because they're too scared. And the feds are globalist run. I'm going to go to your calls. John disagrees on Jade Helm. Chris disagrees from Georgia on taxes. Frank disagrees, says Alex has a double standard from North Carolina. Josh disagrees with Alex, sensationalism. You know what? You want an Alex Jones quote? Reality is beyond sensational. Mike in Canada says Alex is losing the edge. I want to hear these calls. And we'll go to him before David Knight joins us in studio. He'll come in the middle way about 40 after. He'll be here waiting in the wings, but I'm going to get to your calls first, at least the first few rounds. But first, let's analyze John Stewart. And this is what they do in the Dallas Morning News and Austin American Statesman and the New York Times. They ridicule and go, crazy Alex Jones thinks Obama's going to invade and take over Texas and kill everybody. No, he said it's more conditioning, more federalization, like the MRAPs, and the military admits their main enemy is the Tea Party, and we're going to force a national debate about it. But you don't want to debate the sensible stuff we said, or what Governor Abbott said when he said, we're going to, you know, watch out for people's rights. You're going to create a distortion. Orgo, we've already had a bunch of drills, so it's okay. See, they're setting the precedent. We've been having abortion for 41 years. What's the big deal? You know, Hitler's been putting people in death camps for a long time, so it's okay. Hey, slaves were slaves for thousands of years, so what's wrong with slavery? It's an appeal to precedent. And I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time to take calls. But right now, let's go to John Stewart.
The question, of course, was yesterday's attack in Texas an isolated incident or part of a more menacing trend? Because we've been hearing about this fictionally for a while now.
At least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas.
ISIS knocking on our Texas border.
Oh, well, that's easy. Just don't answer.
Hit pause.
ISIS knocks, just shut the lights out and lie there.
Hit pause. Well, what's going on is they know the borders are wide open, so their narrative about terror, give your rights up, doesn't make sense. So they don't want to discuss that and just gear up to attack the Tea Party with Homeland Security, who they admit is their main enemy. And so ISIS is coming across because they're recruiting in the U.S. as well. They're a globalist army, but they can blow back and attack us. So Stewart's been saying that doesn't exist, so now he's got to make a joke about the fact that we're right. Let's go to the next clip.
But never fear, Uncle Sam's not going to let ISIS ring and run you, Texas. In fact, not only is the U.S. military conducting training ops right now for missions against ISIS-like groups, guess where they're doing them?
Texas is one of seven states where the exercises will be held.
In the Special Forces training
doesn't
operation
say it's for ISIS.
Called Jade Helm 15.
Ah, Jade Helm 15. I have that issue.
It's a comic book. He makes a joke.
Prisoner's Captain American Jadopoulos, I think. Rest easy, Texas. Good guys with guns are on the case.
Conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. Well, the military says it's just training soldiers for...
They had one 5 years ago in four states around Tennessee where they ran checkpoints on the highway and searched everybody. I mean, these things end up going live. We've got the footage. Everybody knows it. But again, they just make jokes. Let's continue.
The realities of war. Critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
Some are calling it a Texas takeover.
They edited Fox News down to make it sound like they were agreeing with it. Fox News attacked us like Stewart did. So it's deception upon deception upon deception. Let's continue.
You know who's calling it a Texas takeover?
Lone Star Lunatics.
The United States government already controls.
Pause. Back that up 5 seconds. No, the U.S. government doesn't. The private Federal Reserve that your brother works for does, and you know that. You are our conqueror, Stewart, but not for long. Make me sick. Let's go back to the clips.
Texas, there's no Texas takeover. The United States government already controls.
Let's hit pause. Again, we never said it was a takeover. We already said you took over. And we're going to expose the foreign interests that have taken over. And they're trying to dismantle what little freedom and economy and family rights are left. You push too far. And notice you're getting upset because none of your propaganda works. Now, let's be ridiculed more by the man up on the hill, just like Rachel Maddow, the authority, the Michael Moores. They tell us what to do.
Since like the 1840s. And then he left and he came back and... just borrow a textbook from a neighboring state. It's all in there.
Try to pause. Implying we're all ignorant and scum. Just that's what MSNBC does. All Republicans or libertarians are dumb. That's why we just make more money on average and start companies and hire people. See, it's all about a cult of how they're smart and patriots aren't. Though we have hundreds of manuals and training manuals where the Army is training to take on veterans, gun owners, and the Tea Party. And then goes out and does gun confiscation drills from California to Iowa. See, our listeners read all those local news articles going, isn't it wonderful the Army's here trained to take the guns? You know, we saw Katrina too, Stuart. I know you got bodyguards and don't want me to have guns to protect myself, but it's game over. We're waking up the sleeping giant. Let's go back to Stuart.
Here's how unbelligerent the U.S. military is towards Texas. They sent a lieutenant colonel to a local Texas town hall to waste his time.
All we want to do is make sure that our guys are trained for combat overseas.
It is total lie. A preparation for martial law.
That's because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you say.
Hit pause. Yeah, let's make fun of the old combat vet who knows what he's talking about. A lot of these combat vets from Vietnam and Korea, folks ran operations like this in countries, rounding people up. They know what's going on. I mean, I can show you 15 mainstream news articles admitting the Army's main mission is the Tea Party and veterans and gun owners. I mean, I'm not going to even show it. You know what? For the Stewart people, pull up Forbes, how the Army would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Army War College trains to take on veterans. Homeland Security says veterans, number one threat, number one terror group. Founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military. Blah, blah, blah. Don't try it. We're putting it on screen. Radio listeners, look it up. Brigade, Homeland, Army Times, all of it. Let's go back to the clip and your phone calls.
Everybody really, truly wants to.
See that right there? That right there?
Yeah, those are these weird
that
Obama supporters.
Someone realizing they're not getting around to public comments on the planned parking lot down by Kroger's. Not
yet. No, those were Obama supporters, the only two there who our people were behind, who would sit there and write everybody's name down and take photos of everybody. Probably on some federal contract. And then they had the news say half the public wanted Jade Helm, lying because the media has turned into an enemy propaganda arm. Don't you think the 300, 400 people that were there all went and watched the news that night and heard that half the people supported Jade Helm, even though no one spoke in favor? Don't you think they know they're in trouble and they're not in America anymore? See, your big fat lies and your slicky pants, Federal Reserve, New York, Wall Street, flim flam, doesn't work forever. And it doesn't work on Texans, boy. Oh, you don't like it? We talk like that, do you? You just want everybody from Texas to fill up the military to work for the Federal Reserve and take over the planet for you. You want our strength, you want our will, and in the end, you're scared of us once you take over and want to make us the enemy. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
Not in this meeting.
But come on, crazy people attend local town hall meeting. Isn't a Texas-specific story? I think the Constitution says you can't hold a town hall meeting without crazy people. I think it's in there. It's not like this is being taken seriously by anyone who holds actual power.
On Tuesday, Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor military personnel movements and training exercise schedules, and ensure that safety and constitutional rights of Texans were not being violated.
Oh, dear Lord.
Good pause. I want Rob Dude to take this and take clips from my police state films where they blow up a school, scare people, folks have heart attacks, a helicopter crashes, the military attacks two sheriff's deputies, they shoot and kill one, wound the other. This is in previous drills. Where they tried to bribe the police chief, show the Associated Press, where the military is doing hits. But see, Stewart knows his audience is never in the military. They don't know that they're doing dirty tricks training for America and other legitimate missions nestled within it. He just is preying on his moron, trendy audience. Let's go back to the clip.
Yet another waste of Texas funds that could have been spent on actual threats, like your infamous chainsaw massacre.
Right, let's stop. There was an actual chainsaw massacre, showing his ignorance. Now, let's expand on that. Governor Abbott knows that Obama has shut down half of the coal power plants in Texas in 6 years, devastating our economy, devastating it. It's like helter skelter. We're coming down fast, but miles above you. We're not falling as fast as the rest of the country, but we're falling. He knows they're shutting everything down. He knows that the borders are wide open outside of law. And so you got the biggest military training exercise pretty much ever, different than a lot of the others, saying they're going to be simulating illegal activities in cities. And so Abbott says, okay, I'll have the State Guard, where they're running their drill out of Camp Swift, the State Guard's based, we will monitor it. A reasonable statement, just like Ted Cruz. And they misrepresent it like he's crazy. This is what these enemies of America do. Preying on the public. Here it is.
Texas, it's not as if I don't find it adorable that your governor thinks your State Guard could take on the United States military. It's like a little dog growling at.
Let me tell you something, Stuart, and I'm sure you know this because I know you're a PSYOP operative on record, like Anderson Cooper. You're above CIA, you're Federal Reserve. the U.S. Army's the reason we know everything. The government is hopping mad that I get the training manual saying the founders are bad and men are bad and the military's racist and Hillary Clinton's our messiah and homeschooling's bad and Christians are bad and the Tea Party's bad and that the military's trained to take on gun owners. I mean, who do you think gives us that? The Army, the federal marshals, the sheriffs. So, again, this is also meant to manipulate Army members who watch this to go, that's right, I can beat up Texas. See, within it is this anti-state animus, the same thing being pushed by Albert Sharpton and Albert Gore and the rest of these scallywags. So, see, everything he says is written as psy war, as disinfo. Our military, though there are a lot of brave men and women, couldn't hold all of Baghdad against a few thousand fighters. So, yeah, if Texas actually gets up on its hind legs with 30 million people and probably 5 million veterans, I don't know, can 100,000 U.S. troops beat 5 million veterans? Oh, who's the big dog now, you little punk? Now let's go back to the clip.
Oh, growling at a big dog. Or an 8-year-old picking a fight with the predator. But enough of the fear-mongering. You know these types of exercises have been going on in Texas for years, right?
You're going to have green air out here. You're going to have green ground.
Yeah, at Fort Bliss, Texas in the desert.
Air Force air, Navy air, all fighting jointly. Good exercise.
Yeah, in Texas.
This boss.
Rolling Sand.
He cuts to video of an Apache helicopter blowing up old tanks. Hey, I tell you what, if the military wants to go out in West Texas on private property and blow up tanks with helicopters, that's what they're supposed to do. They're not doing that. They're trying to take on gun owners and veterans. You slack-jawed, carnival barker, con man, piece of crap, Stuart. Why don't you use your real name, Stuart? Are you ashamed to use your family name? Your family might get ashamed of what a piece of crap you are. He's now retiring to float off and make movies. Doesn't like to work every day. Like his brother over there running the insider trading stuff at the Federal Reserve. Over there at the New York Stock Exchange. The whole thing's an insider trading scam. I'm tired of people like a cross between a carnival barker and Ken Lay lecturing me all day and making fun of my state. Why is everybody evacuating New York and New Jersey to come here to get away from people like you? Let's go back to the clip.
Yes, in fact, the 2001 Roving Sands operation was the largest exercise of its kind in history. But did then pre-oops Governor Rick Perry start spreading fear about a Texas takeover? He did not. Texas was fine with the concept of widespread military operations in their state. In the 2000s.
So they use an appeal to Republicans to make it look like moderate Republicans were for it. Oh, it's all because of Obama. Yeah, that's what...
America elected a brutal socialist, Muslim, Kenyan, ineffective Harvard-schooled constitutional professor, agitator, warlock.
Well, all of that's true except the Kenya part is from Hawaii.
It appears you are on the verge of being taken over by ISIS... or the United States of America.
No, it's not the United States of America.
So you have a choice to make. And when you make it, just remind yourself, and I never thought I'd be saying this, what would Rick Perry do? We'll be right back.
So it's all a deception, all a psyop against you and your family. All right, I'm going to move David Knight back to the start of the next hour to get into this bombshell, how they're killing and maiming babies by design in the hospitals, knowingly. Incredible hardcore eugenics, incredible breaking news at 8 after next hour. Then we're going to get Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs to pop in for part of a segment to talk about their experiences in Baltimore, Maryland, and then their take on the other things that are happening. I want to go to your calls. We're going to go directly to John, Frank, Chris, Josh, and Mike. When we hit the other side of this break, I'm not going to plug or anything first. I'm going to go right to your calls in T-minus 3 minutes, 10 seconds as we go out to break right here. There's a lot of other breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that's off the chart. The enemy's trying to suppress us. You see that. Don't take these sites for granted. Promote these stories, these videos. This is so important. Get them out to everybody. This is so important. Get them out to everybody you know now. Shove it down the throat of people like John.
We're on the march.
Con artist Stewart.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients that promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big D. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The vacuum narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. InfoWars Live, hosted by yours truly, Alex Jones. Then we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go to your phone calls now, and then coming up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, racist facts, close quote, white people don't dare talk about. Another story, parents shocked at her five-year-old, handcuffed and shackled by police, was a special needs student. Washington Post laments that Pamela Geller offers no apology after terrorists attacked her event and free speech. They're running up the white flag on free speech by design to use the threat of terror as an excuse to shut down free speech. She's saying, you endanger people when you have free speech, therefore we shut it down. Alexa caught fixing ratings to target anti-Obama news sites. We show the graphics and the proof and our internal numbers that show our ratings are going up, but they say they've gone down 70% or so. I had our graphics guy, and we're going to add him to Watson's article right now, take Drudge, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, and show, we're going to show this a little bit later after I take calls, because we're adding the graphics now, they just finished them. We take it off Alexa.com, owned by Amazon, basically run by the Obama administration on record, and we lay them over each other, showing October 1st is the date they engaged in this behavior. So we're going to be adding those. The graphs are already there, but we've overlaid them. It's stunning. October 1st last year. And we've seen all manner of other dirty tricks going on. I mean, this is big. This is, again, preying on their customers, preying on people that go there to get accurate info on where to advertise. This is, in my view, and the evidence is there, organized fraud. Organized unfair trade practices. And it's like they always announce, Drudge has viruses, and then it's not true. Different companies will go advertise their website on Drudge and then have a virus on their site, hoping you click through and then saying Drudge is giving people viruses. I mean, there's no end to them. They've tried it on us, different groups. These people won't stop. They want to shut us down. Do not take InfoWars.com for granted. Do not take PrisonPlanet.com for granted. Do not take this news organization for granted. It is a miracle that we're still on air. All right, without further ado, drum roll, please. We are going to your phone calls. John from Texas disagrees on Jade Helm. Josh in Dakota disagrees with Alex on sensationalism. Well, I mean, reality is sensational. Obama opening the borders without law is sensational. Mike in Canada says, I'm losing my edge. Frank in North Carolina, I have double standards. Chris disagrees on taxes. You don't have to preface it that you like me or this or that. Just tell me where you disagree, and I'll give each one of you about a minute and a half, and then I will rebut and go to the next person. So, John in Texas, the former state of Texas, now FEMA Region 6, occupied, as John Stewart said, by the globalist. He celebrated it. Welcome, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You know, Jade Helm, I think more has to do with attacking another country than what it does with us. If there's a heavy Caucasian element to this training exercise, they may be wanting to do something in Eastern Europe, maybe even attack Russia, because Russia stands in their way in the Middle East. They can't finish Assad off. They can't attack Iran. They got to deal with Russia first.
I actually totally agree with you. This is having joint applications for Eastern European deployments. NATO admits they're preparing for that and wargaming. They're wargaming off Alaska. They're wargaming off Nova Scotia. I've said from the start that I'm not mad at you, John, but that's a straw man because it has dual training. But they are also doing infiltration of local government training. You notice they said working with people on their farms. That'll be operatives they've got on the border with Russia. So I totally agree with you that it has dual purposes. But the overall reason is to condition the public by doing these drills out in the open.
No matter how you look at this exercise, Alex, whether it's to do with us or a foreign invasion or an attack, it's evil. Evil either way you look at it, it's evil.
Well, sure, but they're having riot control drills from Tennessee to California that they won't let us into, but we shoot through the fence. And then it's, I'm with the Tea Party. I'm a sovereign. You can't have my guns. I mean, I went to a Marine Corps drill with 3,000 Marines and over 2,000 foreign troops. And they kept saying, it's for Macedonia. Well, yeah, they had a joint mission, but they had role players screaming, I'm an American, don't take my guns. No, not the camp. And they had overhead satellite tracking, and they were training to fight militias, and they would catch, they let me in, but then their PR guy kept throwing me out. But we sent in people posing as citizens for a tour. They were cordoned off streets. It was in the city of San Francisco and... what's the town there? Oakland. I mean, it's a two-hour film. People can watch it. So it was dual use. But then I had Marines, two non-commissioned officers, who were friends with some folks that I knew, show up a year later at Access Television in 1999. This was 2000 then. They're like, Alex, we like your show, but you have no idea what was really going on. And they were simulating terrorists attacking by water, and the terrorists were patriots. And they were simulating, and then they had drones up, and it's video. They're going, Death Star, we're in control. We've got them moving. And they go, we're just going to show you a minute of this. And then they showed us coming out of the hotel, the Marriott, and me throwing coffee on the ground that had been left in the car, and peeing up against a tree and stuff like that. Because I'm going to go back in. You know, forget you got to pee, and you're going to get in the car. And it was ridiculous. And I said, please let me show the public. They go, oh, no, we'd be arrested. In fact, don't talk about this for years. And then they left. And then my friends wouldn't even tell me who they were. They just called their family. But, I mean, they used us in the simulation like we were added role players, and we didn't even know it. So, believe me, I know all about these exercises. I've covered personally more than 30 of them. Go ahead. Anything else, John?
Well, I think maybe you can just cheat helm exercise, Alex. Maybe everybody in Texas ought to open carry. Just everybody just don't get threatening. Everybody carry their stuff with you. That sort of send them a message right there.
It's going to be like the SAGE event they've been doing for 50 years, which is legitimate, except that it gets violent. People don't know what's going on. They've had people killed, I think, three times, twice by citizens, once by cops. Because you see people breaking into a warehouse and they've got guns. I mean, you know, the average person pulls a gun out and says, hit the ground. The Jade Helm guys think you're part of a drill, and then they point the gun at you and you shoot them. I mean, this has happened three times outside Fort Bragg. Because they operate 30, 40 miles out. I mean, what are the cops supposed to do when they see somebody aim, you know, with somebody else at gunpoint? They just shoot you. It's what you're supposed to do. And that's why people are really concerned. In fact, since you said this, and I'm going to Mike, Josh, Chris, Frank, don't hang up. These clips are short. Here is Thomas Meade, who actually runs with a private contractor, this giant multi-thousand special forces. You got 10-to-1 support, tens of thousands of troops, private contractors. Here he is in another Texas town admitting that they're going to be getting in people's cars, doing simulated illegal stuff. And then we have the colonel, I'll put this in a report, by the way, saying none of that's true and that we're liars 2 weeks later. So, see, they're lying to us. Their own Jade Helm handout says the things we've said, and then they tell the media it doesn't exist. Thank you, caller, John. Well, let's go to that short clip. Here it is.
Within the cities, you won't see most of this, I would tell you. For example, increased aircraft in the area at night. You'll see that out in the rural area. We have a resupply, an aerial drop that will occur, and then some paratroopers as well will jump into Martin County in early August. It won't happen within the city limits.
And there's another clip we should play. Let's go ahead and roll that one.
One of the things that we do as well, they will be carrying weapons, but it won't be live ammunition. It'll all be blank ammunition. Just to correct one thing that was in the newspaper on Sunday that I read was they'll have blank ammunition, but there will not be any explosions. We won't be setting off live demolition out here. The guys will be wearing civilian attire or a mixed uniform. They may be wearing fatigue bottoms and a T-shirt. But that's ordinary in West Texas from what I've seen, especially during hunting season. And they may be driving civilian vehicles throughout the area. So really, within the city limits, if you notice my guys, they're probably really doing something wrong.
Then they came to Austin and Bastrop and said none of this was true, and they never said it, and laughed at us. Should we play the clip? We've got that cut out, right, where he says... The colonel, with this guy behind him, puppeting him, says, no, we're not going to be in the towns. We're not going to be in plain clothes. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's just crazy. We should call it the lies of Jade Helm. Mike in Canada says, I'm losing my edge. Go ahead, Mike, and then we'll go to Chris and others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So what I wanted to hit on was, you could break the news tomorrow that America is being invaded. And America would just continue on like normally. But when you have debates and you come out on top of those debates, you'll notice with Piers Morgan, look what happened. I miss those. You had a little bit with Cenk Uygur. Also, you had some good debates with Max Kaiser.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. My show's big, but it's my audience. They won't let me on TV because I take over, I dominate, I break the news, and then the people's ratings go down. I destroy people. I mean, because I break the matrix. I go, look, it's all a trance. It's fake. You're a foreigner here wanting our guns. This is crazy. Get out, Redco. And because I don't have it within their false paradigm. I circumvent Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart, they've tried to set me up on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Let me not exaggerate. Since it started back in 2000 or whatever it was, or 99, I don't know how long it's been around, I have been called by them, let me not exaggerate, 20 times. They've even bought the tickets before. And then it always gets canceled. So I don't even respond when they call now. They've attacked me on there probably 20 times. That and also on the Colbert cat litter report. Okay, so that's what these people do. They won't get in a ring with me. They'd rather buy the radio stations I'm on to kick me off the air or put out ratings that I have no listeners and play games. Okay, this is what these scallywags do. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was been watching quite a bit of videos of you back in the day being on RT, being on Fox. And, I mean, some of them, there was one where there was a woman who was asking you about your big planes and for proof. And you went off on the Vietnam, that false
flag. And they asked when? Yeah, it was Fox News. They said, when is there? It was Geraldo Rivera, who he told me I'm banned from there, not by him, by the executives. And he said, oh, they love you when you come on. The people do, but, you know, not others. And other people told me I'm banned. That's all fine. Fox asked me to come do a trailer up there years ago and basically meet with their executives. And I just said, you know what? Okay. And I told the other person that wanted me to come, I said, now watch. They're going to cancel it. And sure enough, they did. The next time they invited me, I didn't go do it. I mean, I've flown to New York to be on Fox News like 10 years ago, and they didn't put me on. And they go, oh, go enjoy the day. Here's a gift certificate to a steakhouse, okay? I've been through it. They won't get in the ring with me. They won't get on the racetrack with me. I will smoke them. And it's not that I'm anything special. I mean, I was debating these ladies on there. They're like, oh, come on. Our government's never staged something. And I went, the Maine, Operation Ajax in 53, Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, declassified, staged events, Operation Northwoods. And Geraldo Rivera looks at him and goes, well, that is true. So, yes, they won't let me on because I have facts. God bless you, Mike. I appreciate your call. But you say you disagree. I'm losing my edge. They won't put me in the arena. They're coming at, look, I don't want to whine because I'm not. I expect flack, but I expect to be backed. They're coming out of the woodwork against us, folks. I'm attacked by hundreds of newspapers a day. CBS News, NBC, ABC, all of them. All of them attacked me on the nightly news last night and last week. Okay, I mean, do you understand, folks? They didn't all attack me last night. It was last week they all attacked me. This is going on. Why do you think? Because I've got them. I've studied them. I'm willing to be put in prison or killed. I don't look forward to it, but, I mean, I'm not worried about it because I'm not backing down. I'm never going to sell out to these people, and I'm in a fight. And that's why I'm so aggressive, is because this is life or death. I'm in a death battle, people. I am in a death battle. I am in a death battle. A death battle. We have been usurped by criminals that put poison in vaccines and kill babies on purpose. They're killing babies all over the country, euthanizing them with vaccines. Newborn, premature babies. That's coming up in the next hour. Eyewitnesses, the convulsions, the deaths. It's a death battle. The only reason I'm still alive is the grace of God and the fact that they don't want to make me a martyr, but they're killing my name first so they can then physically set me up. Do you understand that? I don't care because the transmission's being sent, and they can kill me, an individual, but they'll never shut down that message that'll only gain credibility as it all unfolds. And that's another reason they haven't killed me, because they know I will rise again like the phoenix long after I'm dead. And that's what I'm all about. That's what I want. In fact, they know secretly that I dare them to come after me. I'm not worried about it. And I hate to use a cheesy Obi-Wan Kenobi thing, but I'm telling you, they were coming at me. I might just stand there and take it. In fact, I've already thought about it. The only thing that keeps me from doing it is my children. The only thing that keeps me from not putting myself in positions where I know the enemy will take me out is my children. I want to stay here for them. I need to take care of my children. That's the only fear I've got. I am committed, and that's a strength they don't have. They don't have any will. They're not honorable. These people are crap. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Georgia. Go ahead.
Alex, hey. Hey, listen, I wanted to take issue with you on taxes, but since you start talking about Texas history, I want to take issue with you on that. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're going to break. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to the breaks. Go ahead. Make your point on taxes, and I'll come back to you.
All right. Well, no, I'm switching to Texas history because I think you got a couple things wrong. Now, you know,
well, of course I get a lot of stuff wrong. I'm just going with a gestalt. You can nitpick anything I said. I'm going to come back to you. Okay, fine. We're going to disagree on Texas history when we return. I can't wait to hear this. We're going to go to break. And then we're going to come back to you. Then we're going to go to Josh, Frank, Joshua, and others.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going back to Chris and Frank, Joshua, Josh, Truth Raider. We'll get everybody that says they disagree. You know, there's so much to get into here. I just briefly want to show this on screen because I asked for it. It's being added to the article, Alexa caught fixing ratings to target anti-Obama news sites. We have the untouched graphics in there proving it, but what's stunning is If you take InfoWars.com and MSNBC or Drudge Report and MSNBC or Drudge Report and the other sites or WorldNet Daily, on October 1st exactly last year, they lower all of us and turbocharge these other sites. So if the graph was in reality, you just keep it going, and then the spikes you see, it would have been flat and then spiking, going up about 25-30%. So in truth, Fox News is plunging. Oh, yeah, Fox News got their thing cooked, too. But then Fox News is going back up. So in reality, Fox News is going up. They've got them going down. In reality, Daily Kos is going down. They've got them going up. I mean, this is just incredible. They go to one of the major rating services and cook it and don't even phase it in over a few months. They do it October 1st. And I guarantee you when they get sued or whatever, they're going to go, well, we just changed our algorithm, really, to where anybody that doesn't hate the country. I mean, look at InfoWars. They really hate us. They dropped us by almost 80%. And then when you look at our Google, we're up 30. PBS is up, you know, 200%. We're down massively. I mean, it's just MSNBC's up 200%. We're down 80%. I mean, it's just Media Matters, run by the White House. Why? Look at that. Look at all. That's kind of like Michelle Obama's fake Twitter accounts. They said, what, 96% of them were fake or something? Just, it's all fake. It's all fraud. My listeners are all there. Our viewers are all there. But let's make them really angry. Let's tell everybody about the show today. Send out, email out, Facebook, Twitter, on their platforms, our videos, our articles. Get them out every day. Make the commitment. I salute you. Okay, Chris in Georgia, go ahead. What do you disagree with?
Okay, Alex, you know, you got to keep in mind, I greatly appreciate...
No. Don't preface. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay. I know you know Texas history better than I do.
Not that good.
You also know this as well. When Lee and Grant, U.S. Grant and Robert E. Lee, were junior officers in the Mexican-American War, they both wrote home protesting the atrocities that the U.S. Army was committing against Mexicans.
Yes.
Up to 40% of U.S. troops defected. Have you ever heard during the Mexican-American War because they were so demoralized?
Well, that's because our troops were moral compared to a lot of their armies. It's absolutely true.
Have you ever heard of the St. Patrick's Battalion?
Yeah, that was Catholics made up of U.S. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Irish soldiers that defected and joined the Mexican side. And I'm not saying that makes the cause of Texas today tainted or anything. I greatly appreciate the example of Texas.
Yeah, but I mean,
Georgia.
Mexico had Santa Ana and others committing horrible atrocities. So bad in Guatemala, they broke off. I didn't ever. What does the Mexican-American War have to do with Texas? The Mexicans were coming all the way up in Oklahoma, killing anybody they found, the Mexican Army. They were committing atrocities. Hell, there were atrocities in World War I with Black Jack Pershing when the Mexicans attacked Texas, so he went and committed atrocities back. No one's arguing. These are all straw men, Chris. I never said that there weren't atrocities committed in the invasion of Mexico.
All I'm saying is that I haven't heard you illustrate that side of it yet, and it just purifies your discussions when you know, show more of a balanced point of view. And I told you I greatly appreciate the example of Texas. There at my daughter's graduation in Austin last year, you know, I saw three times as many Texas flags as I did U.S. flags and chuckled. It's just the opposite here in Georgia.
That's what we need is states' rights. God bless you. I appreciate your point. That is a legitimate criticism, and I should get to more angles of history like that. Plus, it's super interesting. I just got to think of a parallel.
Thank you.
When they attack the American people, you're going to see the whole military defect.
Visit
they want to go to robots.
.com today.
The globalists can be pushed over. I'm telling you, they're a joke. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.